Welcome into the End of Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com. Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman for the Saturday card at Churchill Downs, November 22nd. And Jim, the Director of Wagering Development at Keeneland. We're going to talk about the 8th through the 11th, Jim. It includes the Grade 3 Commonwealth Turf as Leg 3. Starts with two-year-old maiden fillies at 6.5. We always like it when they use the maiden race first. So it's 6.5 furlongs, two-year-old fillies on the main. How'd you see it?
Yeah, this race, you should be able to tell about the wagering public, how they feel about the first-time starters. I'm kind of shooting in the dark here. I took a couple of them along with some horses that have done some good things. I think Joke Maker, the four-horse for Brissette, really should be the favorite in here off those efforts in the Pocahontas at Churchill back in September, ran third, and then came back and dropped it back to maiden special weight, and she ran really well, a 63 buyer at 7 furlongs at Keeneland. So I think maybe the 6.5 is going to hit her right between the eyes, and she's going to be tough to beat in here. I did go deeper in here because I don't know about the first-time starters. You know, I used Marjoram for Michael McCarthy at 10-1 for Luis Saez. Luis Saez is riding really well right now. He won a couple races at Churchill on Thursday, and I just really like the way he rides. And Michael McCarthy, this horse has got a lot of works and had a really nice 48 breezing on November 15th at Churchill. So 10-1 is a bargain there. Kayla's Comet, for Brett Calhoun, had a 66 buyer first time out at Ellis. They stretched her out at Keeneland, didn't work out well, so they cut her back now, which she ought to fit better. Touch of Magic for Asmussen and Ortiz. And Never Said No for Rusty Arnold, first-time starters. I'm surprised this one didn't get ready at Keeneland because he's been working her the entire month of September and October. But something happened probably that she wasn't quite ready. And I would not be surprised if she runs well. A couple of Gunrunner horses ran well yesterday at Churchill, and this was a Gunrunner, very expensive filly. And I read Ortiz takes the mound for Rusty Arnold. So Never Said No is my fifth horse in here. So I'm going to go deep in here, even though Joke Maker, I think, is going to be the favorite.
I'm going to go six deep. Could do you one better. I had Joke Maker on top as well. Done anything dazzling, but I think it's just been really consistent, and I like her chances in this spot. Third in a stake at Churchill is certainly a solid effort. Two back. Touch of Magic, I thought, caught a couple of tough fields in the first two starts, and the works have been really exceptional when you compare them to what a typical Asmussen runner does leading up to a race with a couple of those bullet works. And so this one must be training well, one would think. I'm going to use Kayla's Comet, a second and a third from two starts, cutting back from a mile in the 16th. I'm going to use a couple of first-timers, three actually first-timers, for Lynch, Romans, and Asmussen, the More Coffee being the Asmussen firster, Aunt Cheryl for Romans, off the payroll for Lynch, and then Never Said No, another first-timer. Missed that one, too. So four first-timers. I'm going to use the Rusty Arnold, Irad Ortiz combo that you talked about. So when I go through all of that, I end up with six. Obviously, I don't have a strong opinion, but Joke Maker on top. Second leg is the second-level claiming race, for non-winners of two lifetime, I should say, 50K level, three-year-olds and up, 7 furlongs on the main track. And I decided to take my stand here because I'm going deep in the last two legs as well. And to make the ticket manageable, I just decided to make a single here. And it's the chalk at 8-1, actually. I love the decisive win in the first off the claim by Asmussen on the opening weekend of this fall meet at Churchill. The runner-up came back to win with an improved speed figure. Jose Ortiz is taking the mount on this one. A win, a second, and a third from four starts at Churchill. If I didn't just lock in on the chalk, then Thunderhawk the 1, Riddle Solver the 7, Good Lord the 8, all had, I think, viable chances in here, but the 1 and the 7 are coming off long layoffs on the class drop, and then Good Lord has had 5 runner-ups and 1 win from 17 starts. So I'll try to beat him and the others and try to do it with the chalk. How about you?
Well, I'm taking a stand on a completely different horse.
How about that?
One of the horses you mentioned. And I don't think the long layoff is going to hurt Riddle Solver here. Norm Cassie gets him ready off a layoff. He's 18% first claim. This is the first horse he claimed from Andrew McKeever. And I just really like the way this horse ran in the spring at Keeneland in an 80,000 claimer, non-winners two lifetime at 7 furlongs. 7 furlongs is a very tough distance. A lot of these horses have tried to be stretched out, and that's what happened with Riddle Solver last time out. They stretched him out for 80,000, and he was competitive and gave it up at the end. You get a huge rider upgrade from Declan Cannon to Irene Ortiz Jr. Again, Norm Cassie is 25% at Churchill. And that race that Riddle Solver comes out of, talk about a key race, the first three horses all came back to win, El Magnifico, Django, and Next Level. Those are three really good horses that came back and won next time at Churchill. So they've recovered from that effort, got him back at 7 furlongs where he shined at Keeneland. And I'm going to take a stand with Riddle Solver. My second choice was not the chalk, but was Thunderhawk for Peter Urton. But this horse has an even longer layoff since February. And you made a good point about Good Lord. I think this is a horse that they need to beat. And Good Lord is going to run second or third. He ain't going to win. He's 1-for-17. So I think Riddle Solver's a really good bet in here. I like your horse. I understand your reasoning. But your horse is coming off a maiden $30,000 win, whereas these other horses have raced against better. So I'm going to take Riddle Solver. So we're going to be completely opposite in here.
Interesting how it plays out. Sometimes our tickets line up closely. Sometimes they're just a world apart. That's handicapping. The third leg is the Grade 3 Commonwealth Turf for three-year-olds at a mile and a 16th on the turf. And I think both you and I are looking for that single in the previous leg because these are some tough spots in the other elements of this pick four. And to me, I thought this was same thing. How about you?
I think so, too. I settled on either Troubleshooting or Chapman's Peak. I was really back and forth between those two horses. Greg Foley's Troubleshooting won the Bryan Station last time out. So this is the same level. And he won the Franklin Simpson, a grade one at Kentucky Downs on good turf at 6.5 furlongs time before. So he's on a two-race win streak, and he's 4-for-10 lifetime. Has made a $1.7 million, most of that in that Franklin Simpson at Kentucky Downs. But Troubleshooting, if I weren't going deep, I would have singled Troubleshooting in here. But I went and I looked at the rest of the horses. This came up really tough for a grade three. I think Chapman's Peak for Brad Cox moves forward off that really good Keeneland win. When he went wire to wire, showed a new dimension there. And Irad rides him back, so I'm assuming he's going to do the same thing. Mansetti is a horse that intrigues me a little bit, coming from Woodbine and the synthetic, and won the King's Plate back in August and has been extremely consistent with 5 wins. Plensa for Rusty Arnold, disappointed in the Bryan Station, but had a troubled trip and was fractious in the gate. So going back to the Gunrunner at Kentucky Downs where he won and beat Giacoso, I think he fits in here. I'm going to use Giacoso, who also comes out of the Bryan Station. Hopefully the Bryan Station was a good race because I'm taking 3 horses out of there. And then the other one I used, I think that's it. Mansetti is my 4th one and Plensa was my 5th one. So I'm going to go 5 deep in here. If I didn't go 5 deep, I would probably narrow it down to Troubleshooting in Chapman's Peak.
And I'm going 6 deep. I took Giacoso on top. I talked to Ben Curtis before this horse ran to the Bryan Station for the Today at Keeneland show. They were really high on how he was doing, and the horse had a little bit of a troubled trip in the Bryan Station and still got up to make a good run, and previously had narrowly missed at Kentucky Downs, won before that, won at Colonial, so was in really good form. 2 of his 3 wins have been at a mile and a 16th, so I think the stretch out from a mile could be a big key factor for Giacoso in here. And I like, with Curtis injured, I like the fact that Jose Ortiz takes the mount on this opportunity with Giacoso. Troubleshooting was my 2nd pick. Montador, I liked, head away from winning 4 in a row. I've got Chapman's Peak also. I took Plensa off the race 2 back. I thought would make him a strong contender. And then Flying Mohawk. This trainer is good off the layoff, and this horse has won on the turf before. Then they tried to get him on the Derby Trail after the good effort up at Turfway in March. So I think off a layoff, this horse could be ready to start improving as a turf runner. So 6 deep again here, and I took Giacoso on top. And then the 11th race is a starter allowance for two-year-olds at a mile and a 16th on the main track. And I wanted to go six deep here, and the ticket was just getting too expensive. So I settled on four of them. I took Sleeping on Freedom on top, broke his maiden for Kenny McPeak in the first off a layoff, and did it in a really good time. Took a lot of money. The pedigree's there to relish the two turns, and the second and third place runners both came back to run well behind Sleeping of Freedom. Just ASAP drops from a grade one, had trouble at the start, didn't do any running, but previously just had a near miss in a stake for the Mark Cassie barn. Horse of the Sea, it's Brad Cox and Arad Ortiz, ran second in the first try against winners. And then I'm going to use the 11. This is Colt 47. Won in a dirt debut after several starts on turf. So maybe the move to turf to dirt is what is a wake-up call for this one. The other two I liked were first-timers, were horses coming off maiden wins, Politics and Vitruvian Man. But to keep the ticket affordable, I eliminated those two and went with the ones that were a little more accomplished against winners. How about you?
I went four deep in here, and Just ASAP is my top pick. I got to believe the champagne was just too much too early for this one. But the horse ran really well in a listed stakes race at Monmouth after breaking his maiden at Ellis Park by seven lengths. So I think they obviously think a lot of this horse, and they threw him in the deep waters, and he just broke inside and just had a terrible trip, and you could just draw a line through that. So if the horse didn't have that running line, you'd have a 60 maiden special weight win or maiden optional claiming win by seven lengths, followed up with an 80 buyer in a listed stakes. So if you just draw a line through that last race, Just ASAP might be a standout in here. I went with Sleeping on Freedom for my second choice for Kenny McPeak off that really good race at Keeneland where he broke his maiden by neck. And I used a couple of horses outside. I used Politics, the one for Michael McCarthy coming off a maiden special weight win at Churchill at a mile and 16th. So he's already done what a couple other horses are trying to do here, going turf to dirt. And he obviously had a big improvement in his first dirt race. And then Horse of the Sea for Brad Cox, just because Brad Cox and Irad Ortiz, Irad beats me so many times in the last race of the day. This horse doesn't look like he's quite as good as a normal Brad Cox, but Irad moves him up, and he won on him in a maiden 50 at Churchill back in September. So I got to throw him in there because I don't want Irad Ortiz to knock me out of the pick four.
All right, Jim, time for the pick four tickets. I'm going to start out with six in the first leg, 1, 2, 4, 7, 9, 10. We'll single the 5 in the second leg with 2, 3, 7, 8, 9, 11 with 2, 5, 8, 11, $72. How about you?
Well, I only spent $50, but our tickets are completely different, so the listeners can make a choice whether they're going to go with you, the experienced handicapper, or me, the novice. So the pick four that I have is 3, 4, 7, 8, 9 with singling the 7 in the second leg with 2, 6, 7, 8, 11 with 2, 5, 8, 10. That's a $50 ticket.
It's a fun card, and if you're playing at Churchill or somewhere else, wish you the best of luck this weekend. Some nice racing coming up for the holiday weekend, the Thanksgiving week. So we'll be back with another edition of the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.